This is 89.1 KMUW. The unexpected and abrupt end to the school year last month hurt high school seniors the most. The class of 2020 will miss spring milestones like prom, awards banquets, and graduation. We asked Mays High School seniors Abby McCoy and Casey Loving to check in with their peers in Wichita on how they're coping with the loss of end-of-school traditions.
When I first heard school was canceled, I couldn't believe it. I was completely dumbstricken. I was bummed out. I mean, what else is there to say?
I was very sad at first initially, but at the same time, I started finding a deeper understanding about the things around me. You know, I realized that I took a lot of things about school for granted.
School that we know it was no more. No prom, no graduation, no senior prank, no lasts for the senior class of 2020 that we've been looking forward to for the past 4 years. I was angry, felt cheated, hatred, and felt very alone.
In the past few weeks, I've exchanged more I miss yous than I probably ever have in my whole life.
I think the hardest thing for every senior out there is just the lack of closure. I mean, for all of us that are in any type of club or any activity, we never got to go compete at nationals or go compete, a lot of times even at the local levels, where we just lost that.
Having track season canceled was definitely a big disappointment, especially when you trained 4 years to finally come to this point, hoping you could step up on that podium one more time.
There were plenty of things, like my final news mag, my final choir concert, my prom that I was looking forward to, that I knew were no longer going to happen.
You know, growing up and seeing everybody in their cap and gowns, it's just something that I've been looking forward to as kind of a final farewell to high school. And the fact that high school ended on a random Friday was just a little off-putting.
My cousins and I, we like graduate every year after each other, and I was the last one to finish off that like graduation ceremony. And I don't know, I don't think that I'm gonna experience that, which does make me sad.
We miss the days of being able to walk down the halls and see that teacher you had sophomore year, that you make it a point to go see them. And now we don't ever see them anymore. And in reality, we're probably never going to see them again.
We left without a proper goodbye. It's okay to mourn. We lost something. It's okay to feel sad, worried, and uncertain.
Everyone in the world has something to grieve over right now, and that's okay. And I knew that from the beginning. But I also think there's this small pain that I'm going to carry with me for a while, that I didn't get to end things how I wanted.
If I had to say one thing to the classes below us that I've learned, it's all about the journey, not the destination. And it's all those memories from the past 4 years that I've learned to really appreciate now.
It's completely valid to be sad and feel lost over these things that we have lost, but just be aware of the state of the world right now.
I guess if there's one thing I could say is, as much as I was ready for high school to end, I wasn't done. But I know that I'm going to go on to do bigger and more important things.
I want to tell my classmates this. I hope we will all reunite one day and show the world that we persevered yet together again throughout this tough time and did not give up hope.